The Hermitage is one of the few museums in the world that owns original works by Leonardo da Vinci. At present, about 14 paintings by the artist are known. Painting was only one of the many activities pursued by this unique man, who combined the talents of an artist, writer, musician, scientist, mechanic, and inventor. Already in his youth, Leonardo mastered the technique of oil painting that was then new for Florence and that later supplanted the traditional painting in tempera. It's in this new technique that Madonna with a Flower was painted. The picture is also known as the Benoit Madonna, named after its former owners, the family of the St. Petersburg architect Leonti Benoit, from whom it was bought by the Imperial Hermitage in 1914. If not for the halos over the heads of the Virgin and the Child, Leonardo's heroine, in her elegant dress and with the hairstyle of a contemporary woman, could be mistaken for a young Florentine lady playing with her son in a carefree manner. Mary is showing Jesus a bunch of grasses and flowers. Interested by the unfamiliar object, he reaches for a flower with an awkward gesture. As if worrying that his mother might take it away, he grasps her with his other hand. Mary watches her son with a happy smile. Depiction of the internal, psychological connection between the characters in a painting was something fundamentally new for Italian art in the 15th century. The flower, placed on the central axis of the painting, appears like a messenger from the wider world outside the house. At the same time, however, the white flower, with four cross-like petals, is a traditional symbol of the crucifixion, a reminder of Jesus' agonizing death to come. Everything in this earthly life is temporary, subject to change, but above the head of the Christ child, there's the bright opening of the window, showing the heavens as a symbol of eternity and a sign of God's invisible presence.